Oh. Hey, that was Parker. Sorry for the moment of silence there.
What up?
Of course, they weren't on. Pat's just going to jam out a bit on his little machine here, as you might have heard earlier. And then we'll play some songs later in the show. But for now, here is the Patrick Kelly. Jamming out, man. Peace out.
Starts talking whenever he feels like it. God, Holly. Hold on. Actually, no. Start playing them, so yeah.
Let him on. Yeah, let Bill Cosby back in. Let him back in. Yeah, just.
There was one time I really wanted revenge.
Bill Cosby, everybody.
I'm telling you right now, boy, I hated that guy so much. And I got it. Got it good. See, I had a snowball in my hand. And I was going to hit Harold with the snowball, see. So Harold was coming down the street. I was laughing to myself because I know how funny Harold is. See, every time you hit him with a snowball in the face, blop, he always says the same thing.
Hey, man. What you want to hit me in the face with a snowball for, man?
You know, and I just laugh. So I'm just waiting for him, man. I got this light, fluffy snowball, you know, ready to hit. And that's the rules of the game. You cannot hit a kid in the face with a slush ball. Slush ball, it has ice and water and gunk all in it, you know. And you can't hit a kid in the face. You cannot drop it in his open galoshes either because it sends him home. You know? Hey, what do you want to drop it in the galoshes? You know. So, I'm tickled to death, man, because I know it's a plop.
Hey, man, what do you want to do?
And he's about 3 feet away and I raise up to hit him. Something bow, on a side of face, and it was stinging. And all the juice ran down in my underwear and everything.
Yeah,
and there was ice all in my ears. Yeah. Somebody hit me on the side of the face with a slush ball. And I looked around with one eye, and there's old Junior Barnes just to laugh. Cosby, I got you good. I hit you. And I said, hey, man, what you want to hit me on the side of the face with a slush ball for? You gunky! I just sat right down in the snow. I was so mad. I just right through my four pair of clothes.
You don't care,
man. Junior Barnes hit me in the side of the face with a sledge ball and let all the gunk come out of my underwear.
Because
if you didn't care, you'd go out and get him.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to get Junior Barnes. I'm going to get you, Junior Barnes. Boy, I'm going to get you.
Get him.
And I stand
get him
to make
get him
a snowball.
Get him. Get him.
What? Everybody, that was Bill Cosby playing that beat.
Bill Cosby. Oh, dude.
just wait right here. You donkey. And I walked in the house and opened that freezer door, and my mother had thrown the snowball away. So I went back outside and I spit on him.
Don't spit on your mom.
Of course, by this time, I guess most of you know that I have two daughters in my family, which I did not ask for. I asked my wife for sons. I looked at her and as I did, I said, "You will give me sons. Repeat after me, you will." And I have daughters now. My wife tried to blame it on me. Well, you know, the male carries the determining factor, you see. It carries the Y and the X chromosome. Yeah, boy.
That's right. But in my philosophy, it's the person's fault who last had it. I said, "Camille, you were the last one with it. What happened? Where did you fail?" "Yeah, man, I wanted a son. You know, somebody when I get old, I can sick on the girls. Go get him." Now it's turned around. They're coming at me now. 2-year-old daughter, 2-year-old kid come up to see her the other day. I said, "Get out of here." Got in his car and drove off. You gotta watch those Beverly Hills kids, man. They're really, really tough. I'm telling you right now. But Erica is 2. Now, I taught her to say hello. See, I said, say hello. I'm gonna say hello. Hello. I said, that's right. Hello. Come on, say hello. Hello. I said, now this is marvelous. Marvelous. I said, come on. I get the phone call from L.A. to Philadelphia to my mom. "Mom, listen, Erica can say hello." "Yeah, no, I'm not kidding. Come on, Erica, say hello." This is grandma. Say, "Hello, hello." "Yeah, go ahead." No, don't look around the room, Erica. Don't look around. No, you gotta say hello. Say hello. Go ahead. 16 hours later, Mom, hang in there now. Come on, drink some coffee, walk around, okay? Here we go. Now, Erica, say hello. No, she never did. I had to hang up. As soon as I hung up, "Hello, really. Now, the first one born, Erica, she was beautiful. She came out and said, "Hey, hello. My name is Erica. I love you both. Mommy, what time in the morning would you like to get up?" Oh, I said, "Oh, 8:30. She said, "Well, I won't wake up until 9, and I'll sleep straight through the night. And even if I'm wet, I will not even cry. And when I get up in the morning, you won't even hear me make a noise. I'll just say, my name is Erica, and I love you both." Now, I said to my wife, "Look, this is great, you know, we gotta have another one right away, you know, before we lose whatever we have going for us, you know." So we did. Now, this second one, Beelzebub. First of all, she come out of the chute a month early. Champagne in one hand, a cigarette in the other. "All right, who's in charge here? You, the other guy, what are you doing here?" "I'm your father. Get rid of him, Mom." "What time are you getting up in the morning?" "Why would you believe? 3:30. No, sir, do not touch the buttons. Will you tell me what the heck it is with 2-year-olds that they are so infatuated with the toilet bowl? My daughter can't even get up fast enough before she gets that toilet bowl with a right on. Fast. 2-year-old Shepherdies in there. She went right to the toilet bowl. Right. Well, it's not what I was doing. I was an only child for 7 years. I had that blessing. Oh, it was really great, man. I ate regular, had a lot of clothes, 2 pairs of shoes, lots of corduroys, ties. You guys in my neighborhood, I was the only one child. The other guys were suffering. No food. I was just playing around with the area. You know, that's when the stomach is empty. I never let them know know I had a good meal. I'd walk out, I'd make some kind of sound. The guys were really hungry, got to the point where they were chewing water. Oh, yeah. Then my mother comes up to me one day. I'm sitting around reading the book, you know, cool. And she says, "You're gonna have a little brother or a sister." I said, "Why? You unsatisfied with my work? Well, I'll make improvements for you. What are you bringing other people in the house for?" Then I found out, playing parenthood, see, they're smart. I have a kid, 7 years old, make him a babysitter. Now I gotta look after these two brothers of mine, who happen to be the worst kids in the world to get along with when the parents leave. Why do parents do that? They're the oldest of us, and they know they can get away with anything. And besides that, they stand at the door when the parents are getting ready to leave with the most pitiful look on their faces, stand up there in a few days, just in about 2 seconds off the clock, and they always tell the parents with their hands, "Mommy, you going out? Daddy, you going out? Mommy, going out? Come on, let's hurry up. Let's get out." And as soon as they close that door, these two guys start crying on me again for 12 days. One used to run in place when he cried. And the other stood beside him and vibrated. They're all crying, hanging from. Will you shut up? You may not get it. What are we gonna do, cry? And he cries so loud they get tired and fall asleep by the door, but they're still evil, still evil, still crying. Then he comes out and the body's still vibrating. Then he starts up something. Then the door opens up, he's sleeping by the crack. The parents hit him in the head with the door. And they lie on him. He's ass on fire twice!
Now, before we begin, moi is going to put your stereo through a quick warm-up. You see, if you have been doing some wishy-washy, wimpy-type music on your
hi-fi, maybe it is a bit out of shape, and I certainly would not want my vigorous jungle-type exercise rhythms to overload your soundulizer and maybe blow out your noisinator thingy.
Yeah. So that was Pat and Tim's fuck around hour, straight from the donut box. And as none of you know, we aren't on air right now, so none of you are going to hear this. Fuck you. And fuck you and fuck you.
Except for the people who are greeting us.
Yeah, fuck you too. Community e-learning something.
So we'll be back next Monday, 11. You know how it goes. Someone calling in.
Yeah.
We're gonna finish this off with two songs. That's gonna play the first. Bye. If you had to pick one song, what would it be? It's a tough choice. Pat's gonna play something. In three.
No, not three.
In 11. 12.